The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, July 1st, 2012, for those listening live, and it is some other day, some other time. If you're listening to the recording, welcome aboard either way. Good to have you here joining me today. And, well, as always, we will start with connecting. Connecting more deeply to ourselves, to our inner mastery, and then to all the support that we have as we are walking this pathway into really expanding and embracing that mastery and living from it. So, as always, or at least since I had the suggestion from one of the listeners out there to add this part after 6 months of the show or so, as always, since then, we'll start with going within to connect with our inner mastery. So whatever works best for you to do that, allow yourself to focus on your own divinity, on your inner mastery, and just breathe into that. Allow that to expand. Choose for that to expand. And as we do that, for many it will be going into the heart center. For others, it will be going into the solar plexus, the power center. Others, it might be in the third eye. Whatever works best for you to open up to that. Just allow yourself to breathe into that and breathe that power up into you, into your conscious awareness more fully. All right. And then let's go to our most basic level of support. Beyond our own inner divinity, at this point in these dimensions, which is our Mother Earth. And so again, however works best for you to open these connections through your feet, through your root chakra, through all the cells of your body, whatever way works best for you, just open up to allow yourself to feel that support as fully as possible. And as you're doing that, also open to receiving an expanded experience of her love for you, her acceptance of you. And just let those energies fill you, the energy of her support and the energy of her love. And as you do that, as you receive that, as you experience that more fully, allow your own gratitude, your own thanksgiving for that support, for the opportunity to be alive in a physical body right now at this amazing time on planet Earth. Let yourself expand that gratitude and share it with her. Allow that to go down to her. Allow your love of living, of being alive, of having this opportunity. Allow that to be shared with her as well. And indeed, whatever degree you have of willingness to support the process that she's in right now, this ascension process, allow that to go to her as well. And just let that flow go in both directions. And as you open up to share with her, you make more space to receive from her. You can receive more of her support, more of her love. So just allow that to expand in you at the same time as this other energy is going out from your center, going out from your mastery, going out from your divinity. Gratitude is a divine essence. It's an aspect of our divinity. And the more we are experiencing our divinity, the more we are able to feel gratitude and have it be essentially automatic. Not that it gets forgotten about. A lot of the things that we do automatically are habits, but I'm talking about that essence of gratitude that is our divinity. And when that is flowing, it's not something we can ignore and it's not something we can forget about. So just allow that to be expanded. And with both of these first two levels continuing to flow, our connection to our divinity, our connection to Mother Earth, let's open up to the next level. And this is to our connection with all of those beings that are not in a physical body right now. All of the ascended masters and the angels and the archangels and our other spirit guides, perhaps. And just allow yourself to open to that connection. And again, as with the Mother Earth, let yourself open to receiving their love and their support for you. And as you expand that, you allow yourself to experience that more fully. Once more, that energy of gratitude comes up and flows forth back to them. And again, whatever energy of love there is in you toward them, for all that they allow you to experience, for all of the support that they provide, allow that to go back to them as well. And once more, allow whatever degree you would desire or you would choose to support them in return, allow that to flow as well. It's not purely because of what we're receiving from them. It might be partly from that, but it's also from that part of you, that divine part of you that knows we are here to co-create. And as they are sharing with us and co-creating with us, that energy of co-creation back provides support back to them. And as with Mother Earth, as we allow that flow out, so we can receive more of their love and support in. And so it's actually a gift to us to give to them. This is not from those patterns of self-sacrifice or obligation that we may have grown up with or learned while in the body. This is from our divine self. All right, let's expand out once more. Keep all three of those levels flowing. Allow them to be with us throughout. But let's expand out now to this entire community. All of those who are here co-creating with me, with you, this experience of stepping further into our mastery, of discovering it, of exposing it, of bringing it up and sharing it. And this community has a shared vision, a shared intention. And with that, there's an energy that we can connect into. There's an energy that we can open to receive. And that, again, is this energy of support. As we create that shared intention, as we connect with it, it supports us. And so allow that support, that level of support, to come in as well. And once more, allow your own energy of support, of gratitude, and even of love to go back out there. Flow back out. Flow back to those others who are co-creating this with us here today. And again, that once more expands the degree to which we're able to receive that support in and take it in and accept it and use it. All right, let's expand out once more to the group of all the light workers, and we'll expand that to include all of humanity, so it's both the conscious and the unconscious light workers, everyone down here, ultimately is divine. No matter what degree they may know it or not know it, they are divine, each one of us. And so we all have that instinct within us to move back toward that. And so we're going to connect with that. And then those who are the conscious light workers, the part of humanity that, like you, like me, is seeking that empowerment consciously, is seeking to awaken and step into that empowerment, that is expanded tremendously. Conscious intention, consciously directed energy has much more power than unconsciously directed energy. And so we allow that level of support to come in from that level of shared intention. And once more, we open up and allow our gratitude to flow out back to everyone else in that community of all light workers, the community of all humanity. And not only the gratitude, but that energy that is supportive, that energy that would be, whatever degree of love we might have, whatever degree we might be able to connect with and share at this time. And just allow yourself to feel that flow expand in both directions. And step into one last piece of gratitude here, and that's the gratitude for yourself. The conscious part of you, not just the divine part, but the part of you that is choosing to walk this path, the part of you that is choosing to empower yourself, choosing to go through the healing process, choosing to deal with the difficulties that come up in walking that path, because it's not always easy. And in fact, some of the way that the path works, some of the way the healing works, means that to walk this path is definitely to go through some quicksand, to go through some pain, to go through some struggle. And yet, that may slow us down at times, but it's not going to stop us because we are divine at our core. We are masters at our core. And that energy from our core is what is giving us this impetus, giving us this energy, giving us this goal to move further and further and further into our power until we are masters, not just as an idea, but as an experience, until we are consciously co-creating our entire lives. And so that's actually, not in those words, but that's actually the topic for today. Not that every program is not in some way about that, but this is about moving into a greater degree of that conscious co-creation. And I'm not sure if this is because in the U.S. in a couple of days here, and in 3 days, we're going to be celebrating Independence Day or not, and that's all about freedom. It's all about connecting with the energy of freedom. But what's been in my head the past few days, rumbling around, has been the energy, the idea of free will. And for those of you who did the last gateway with me, that was one of the two gateways that we opened. And I don't believe much of what I'm going to share here is overlapping with that. It might be, but if it is, it's just a reinforcement. But I've been pondering it, contemplating it, I don't know, musing on it, I don't know what the right word is. And I must say, for a couple of days, I didn't really seem to get anywhere with it. It just kind of sat there staring at me. Free will. like when a cat sees something up in the corner and just stares into the corner of the room. It's kind of like the look that the cat has staring up there. That's how it's felt like free will has been staring at me, like looking through me. And it's only earlier today that it opened up a little bit. So I'm going to share with you what opened up as best I can. That's what I typically attempt to do here anyway, but this was an interesting process to get this. And I also feel like, as with so many of these programs, even as it's going to be coming out of my mouth, it's going to be evolving, because I don't have a conscious plan when I get here of I'm going to say this and this and this. I get here with the conscious plan to allow the flow through of whatever we're all creating together. So perhaps this would be a good time for me to ask each of you then to just open up your energy to that concept of free will. Open up to whatever ideas might be in your head about free will. And as I'm discussing, as I'm talking, just kind of notice which pieces fit and which pieces don't, which pieces connect and which pieces don't, which pieces fall away and which pieces get stronger. Because it's free will is at the core of conscious creation. And I'm not sure where free will fits in a lot of the teachings of the religions of the world. I think it's fairly universal, but I can't say that from having studied free will in relation to all of these other religions. But I believe it is very much, well, I know it's very much a part of Christianity. I believe it's very much a part of the entire Judeo-Christian Muslim trinity of religions, built out of the same source material. But what does it mean to have free will? What does that actually mean? Does it mean that in every moment we are consciously making choices? Does it mean that in every moment we are able to consciously make choices? Does it mean that in every moment we have the potential to consciously make choices? I don't know. Certainly from the things that I've channeled, it doesn't seem to me, and from my own personal experience, it does not seem to me, and from the people I've worked with as clients and students, it does not seem to me that I've ever met anyone, myself included, who actually is using free will in every moment. I certainly know that there are things that I would like to do that I'm consciously thinking that I desire to do, that I'm even consciously putting energy into, that don't happen. And if I were fully in my free will, they would. And so what is it that gets in the way of our free will? And perhaps some of you out there feel like you are in your free will all the time, and you never feel conflicted about things. You never feel like you should have done something and you didn't. Or you feel like every time you make a choice, it does come to pass. And so if you do, drop me an email. Maybe I'll have you on as a guest. But for the rest of us, this is something that I think has some great value in exploring just what it is here. That free will, the concept of free will means, and what are the ways that we can more actively step into our free will, which would be another way to say step into our mastery. Because I look at mastery being fully empowered, which is what I mean when I say mastery. Being fully empowered means that we are fully at choice in every moment, that we are consciously co-creating every moment, and that we are moving closer and closer and closer to what might be termed instantaneous manifestation, where we can do what to most people would appear miraculous. And we all have instantaneous manifestation at times, I believe, where things just are in alignment and we put something out and boom, it seems like as soon as we put it out, it's there. whether it's even just the thought of someone comes to our mind, and with it comes the desire to speak with them, and boom, they call. Or we pick up the phone immediately and call them and get them rather than getting the voicemail. And so I certainly believe we have that experience, at least occasionally. But the more we move into our mastery, the more I believe, of course I could be wrong, but I believe that the more we move into our mastery, the more that will happen. Until our life is seamless and effortless. Desire comes up and it is fulfilled. Desire comes up and it is fulfilled. Desire comes up and it is fulfilled. And so let's go back to the core of this, the concept of free will. And again, as with freedom, it has free in it. And one of the cliches that comes to mind is you can't get something for nothing. So you can't get freedom, you can't get free will without putting forth some effort. And that certainly makes some sense to me. But what was coming up for me this morning as I was playing with the term free will is actually the two parts of it, free and will. And when I look at the energy of will, what connects for me is that it's expression, it's what I would deem, what I would talk about is the masculine energy. It's energy moving forth. It's putting our vision out into the world. It's putting our energy out into the world. It's putting our choice out into the world. We will something to take place. It means we're choosing to move toward it rather than it coming to us. Another term that comes to mind is willpower, which often gets talked about in terms of trying to eliminate bad habits. Got to use willpower to change my diet. Got to use willpower to exercise. Got to use willpower to quit this or that bad thing. And there's an element to will that feels like force. Or at least it can feel like force. And I don't think that's what free will is. And I think that's an important distinction between just will and free will. And so, what's the difference? Well, again, another use of the word will is when we impose our will on others. In other words, we make them do what we want them to do. We're focusing their energy to create our outcome, to create our action. And when we impose our will on someone else, we take away their free will. Makes sense. And so that's part of the word. Let's go back to the free part. Free to me feels more like that feminine receptive. It's more like something coming in, but even to a degree more than that, it's openness, it's expansiveness. It's opportunity. It's that we're not hindered. We're unhindered in our creation, in what we're moving toward, in what we're seeking to manifest, in how we're seeking to act, in the direction we're choosing to go. Unhindered, free. That's what it means. It means open to, if not all or infinite possibilities, at least to a tremendous range of possibilities. And so to me, these work very well together. As we are expanding our sense of freedom, we're also expanding the capacity to apply our will. In other words, to choose our direction. So let's flip this around for a minute and talk about when we don't seem to have free will, when it feels like we don't have it. And there's multiple pieces to talk about in this, but the first one that I'd like to talk about is when we have some sort of an obligation or when we're feeling obligated. Now, this can be a family obligation. It can be a work obligation. It can be any kind of obligation. It doesn't matter. But it's something that we're obliged to do. It's something that we feel required to do, like we don't have a choice. Now, it may be that at some point we did enter into an agreement. For instance, there are obligations that are contractual. We signed an agreement. We said, you do this for me, I'm going to do that for you. And so we have created this obligation. And it may feel later that we entered into a bad agreement. We don't want to do it anymore. And so it feels like an obligation. So it feels like, even though we used our free will to set it up to the degree that we could, we entered into it by choice, now we feel like it's this obligation, like it's this weight that we have to fulfill. That's one way. Another is just those cultural or social or familial obligations that we have, where it's this should. We should do this. Why? Well, because. And when we get down to it, and this maybe touches into what we talked about last week about fear and the relation of that to shame. But when it gets down to it, those kind of cultural and social and familial obligations, that's often what they're about. They're about us trying to stay in on the good side of someone, is a common way we say it, to stay in someone's good graces, so to speak. And so we have to behave in a certain way. We have to do a certain thing or things if we are to maintain their approval. And again, it may be that that approval is going to get us something else that we desire, but at the same time, it still is an obligation. We're not doing it because we desire to do it. We're doing it perhaps because we desire to get some other result that might come from it, or at least that we think might come from it. But that thing, whatever it might be, approval, a raise, a kiss, sex, whatever it might be that we think we're going to get back, oftentimes there is, well, an indistinctness in how that might happen or when that might happen. And it's almost like we're creating a contract, or we're in a contract that we didn't want to sign in the first place, or that if we did want to sign at the time, we're ready to be done with. And so we feel like we've lost our capacity to choose in relation to this particular circumstance in our life. Everybody take a deep breath, because that's not the happiest energy I've ever felt. Not just coming from you, just the topic right now. And another place where I know this happens a lot for me, maybe something that happens frequently or infrequently for you, but it's there quite often for me, where I have things inside of myself that are getting in the way. Now, I believe I talked about this on one of the previous radio shows. I certainly know I've talked about it with a number of friends, and it's been brought up in a number of sessions with clients. It's this idea that when something is a should or an obligation, when that's what we feel a certain action to be, that there is an automatic resistance that comes up within us to taking that action. And what is that? Well, it's self-protective. In other words, let's put it at the physical level. You're walking and someone's behind you walking and they push you. What are you going to do? Well, unless they've got a gun in your back. You're going to resist, most likely. Your instinct, your automatic reaction, not a chosen thing, not a consciously chosen thing, that instinct is to push back against whatever is pushing you in a direction. And the funny thing is, that's even if it's the direction you're going. Because when someone pushes us, we feel out of control. If they're pushing us to do it, even if we were going there, we're no longer the ones making the choice. And so again, goes back to what I spoke of earlier, someone is imposing their will upon us. Now, the scary thing. Maybe that's a little too strong. On a certain level, it is. It does. At least for me, it is a little bit scary. Is that that's not just true when it's that physical kind of push. It's true when it's emotional. It's true when it's energetic. It's true in these social and cultural and familial obligations. We feel pushed. We feel like we are not in control of our choice in relation to that particular circumstance. And our resistance comes up. And again, I believe I've said this on another show as well. Most people walking this path eventually come to the place where they're worried about their resistance or focusing on it or trying to solve it. And part of the problem is most of us go to a place where we're judging ourselves for our resistance, when in fact, for the most part, our resistance is not conscious. It's part of that unconscious package. It's part of that reactionary thing that says, I feel out of control right now. What do I need to do to feel more in control, to feel more empowered, to feel more like I'm able to exert choice in this moment, to feel more like I have my free will in this moment, in this situation? And so that reaction is to pause, at the very least, stop altogether, and resist. So where does that lead us? Where does that leave us? What are the options that we can take, for one, in relation to this unconscious resistance that's there, and number two, in relation to other things? Well, let me go to one more place, because the funny thing is, resistance is not just from outside pressure or to outside pressure. It can also be to inner pressure. In other words, when we are imposing a should on ourselves, when we have something that we have judged to be the right way to act or the right way to be, and we're not living up to it, we can often get that resistance when we try to push forward and do it anyway. And again, that goes back to diet and exercise and quitting smoking or eating less or whatever, those kinds of behavioral changes. But it's about anything. That response of resistance to a should is there regardless of whether that should comes from an outside source or comes up from within us. And, well, what do we do? How can we get from there into feeling like we have free will in a particular circumstance, in a particular area of our lives? Well, as with most things on this path, the place to start is in the moment and with the breath. The more we are willing to let ourselves feel that should as it's coming up, or when we're feeling uncomfortable, when we're feeling an inner conflict, to bring this awareness to it and say, aha, there's an inner conflict here, which means all the levels of me are not in agreement that this is the right choice to make. And what does that mean? It means that probably, at some level or another, it means that probably there's a should. Our emotional body thinks we should do it. Our physical body, our emotional body feels like we should do it. Our physical body feels like we should do that. Our mental body thinks we should do this, and they don't agree. And so some of them are resisting other parts, or our whole energy field just kind of goes into shutdown. This happens a lot for me, more frequently than I desire. But my resistance is very strong. It's a strong force within me. I find it incredibly difficult to impose my will to force myself to do something. Now, I'm presuming that's because I found it incredibly frustrating to have other people impose their will on me. And so I got a lot of resistance to that, and it just built up. And so in setting boundaries to feeling pushed, feeling shoulded upon by others, I just got into a place where if it was a should, if it felt like an obligation, that response of no was going to be strong enough to create a boundary. So that I really, really did not do very much that I wouldn't consciously choose to do. Now sometimes, when there's a very, very strong should operating, sometimes my resistance just kind of shuts me down entirely. And I can't really accomplish anything. That would be this external doing. So what do I do? Well, once I become aware that the pattern is operating, again, back to the breath, and I focus through the breath and allow myself to feel whatever the discomfort is I'm feeling and bring in that intention to move it. Again, can't say this too much. If something is up in our experience on this time on the planet, it is up in order to be moved out. It is up to give us the opportunity to move it out. And the fastest way to do that, the fastest way to get it moving out, is to breathe into it, to feel it, and to set conscious intention that you're choosing to experience it in order to release and clear it. And so I'll breathe into that. And at other times, I'll use other tools as well to help the energy move faster, whether that's doing some kind of energetic work on myself, whether it's taking a walk and setting the intention that as I move the physical body, I'm also choosing to move these energies that I don't like, whether it's doing burn journaling or some other thing. But the intention to move that negative energy is the key. That along with the breath. And whatever other tool I might use can amplify that, but that's the core of it. And then to get as clear as I can about what the choices that I feel has been taken away from me. In other words, what the should is. And the best way for me to do that, to focus on that, to get that clarity, is to leave the door open. Kind of like how I spent the last couple of days. Anytime I was not consciously focused on doing something. Sessions, other work, paying bills, reading, watching TV, whatever it might have been. if I was not doing one of those things and that concept of free will was bouncing around in there, essentially I left the door open. I wasn't so much trying to figure it out as I was allowing myself to receive the knowing of it, to receive a higher knowing of it. And you may have another way that works better for you. But when I try to chase it, when I try to chase the awareness of what it is that I'm resisting, it only seems to make it last longer. Because in that case, I'm resisting dealing with my resisting. I'm resisting not knowing. I'm resisting being in that feminine receptive energy and trying to do the healing process rather than to experience the healing process. And so again, everybody has to find their own balance in opening to that. But the more we can bring it up into consciousness, the more then we can consciously step into the manifestation process. Now, again, we're not at an instant manifestation very often yet for most of us. And so it's not like I get the awareness, I set the intention, and then boom, there it is. It's manifest. It's complete. Woo-hoo! I don't have to think about it anymore. I don't have to apply any more energy to it. I don't have to feel the resistance. I don't have to feel my desire anymore. It's just done. Well, since I'm not there, and most of the people I know are not there, where next to go? Well, we come back around to the manifestation piece, which is this. Clarify what it is as clearly as you can in words, and express it. I choose and allow this experience in my life. I choose and allow myself to receive this. I choose and allow myself to do this. And breathe with that choice. Write it down, state it out loud, and breathe with it. And you can ask it in a question form. How does it feel for me to already have done this? For me to already have received this, for me to already be experiencing it. How does that feel? And breathe into that feeling. And as you're doing that, you're using the emotional body as a generator. You're using it, the energy of the emotional body, to amplify that desired outcome, that choice. And this is a very basic manifestation tool, but it's also expanding any resistance that's still there to come up. Because anytime we're manifesting something we've not yet experienced, anytime we're creating something new for ourselves, we must clear out the energies from within our energy field, wherever they may be. And I'm not talking about having no consciously, but we must clear out the energies that are in the way of us receiving that in order to receive it, in order to do it, in order to create it, in order to manifest it. And by focusing on the energy of feeling what it would feel like to already have done it, received it, created it, manifested it, experienced it, we bring those energies that are in the way of that manifestation to the surface. And so again, we're back to where we were a moment ago at a different level, but we're back to the place of if it's up and it's negative, it's up to be moved. If it's up and it's negative, it's part of our resistance package. Now, I would say, and this is coming in, it's not something I've thought before, so I'm just going to say it. It makes sense to me, and it feels right. I'm not sure if it is or not, but what feels true to me in this moment is that every negative emotion that we experience ever is part of our pattern of resistance. It's also offering us the way out, but it's an expression of our resistance. It's our resistance surfacing. Let me explain that a little further. If in a certain moment we get angry, what is it that the anger is doing? Well, the first thing it's doing is it is the expression that this moment is not how I desire it to be. And again, within that rule that I believe very firmly, if it's up and it's negative, it's up to be moved. It's energy that is judging this moment. In other words, it's energy that says this moment should be another way. And there's that should. And that should brings up the automatic resistance, and that resistance expresses in that moment as anger. And I believe that same equation would work plugging in any other negative emotion for in place of anger. Plugging in fear. If fear comes up in a given moment, it's our resistance to that moment. It's our experience that that moment should be another way coming to the surface. And so on, through all the negative emotions. And yet, it's providing us the opportunity to make change, because the emotional body, all the negative emotions, again, I've talked about this multiple times on the program, I believe, anytime negative emotion is coming up, it's giving us one message. And that message is this. It doesn't matter what negative emotion, that message is change something if you would have your life more how you desire it to be. Again, emotion doesn't give us the answer or what to change or how to change it or when to change it. Well, when, it kind of says as soon as possible. But doesn't tell us what to change or how to change it exactly. But it does provide us, number one, with the opportunity to move that resistance that's in that negative emotion. And number two, once that emotion is cleared, to be able to get down to the clarity of what to change and how to change it, we need to move that negative emotion first, because that negative emotion is always acting like static. We may think we're clear. We may actually have things in our head, oh, I need to do this and this and this differently to change what's going on here. But as long as that negative emotion is up, it's best not to take action. Unless it's literally to save our life. If the response is to save the physical life. But to clear that negative emotion then allows us to go within and connect with our mastery, to connect with our divinity more fully, to get that picture of what step to take to make the change. And that's where free will comes from. When we connect down with mastery. When we have cleared away the resistance in a given moment, we've cleared away our sense of should in a given moment, because that's all there in that negative. If we're angry, the should is embedded in the anger. So as we move that anger, we're moving the should as well to a degree. The more we can move that, the more we can access our free will. The more it opens up. The more clarity can come forward in the choice that we would move toward, that we would apply our will to. More of the freedom comes up in the sense of the expansiveness of the possibilities. and more of our power is there to actually make the choice. Not only to feel the freedom to make the choice, but to feel grounded in that freedom, to feel empowered in that freedom, to feel clear in it. And I think that is the basic blueprint for expanding our sense of free will. And I want to thank whoever it was up there and all of you for bringing that piece forward, that all negative emotion is an expression of our resistance. Not just to doing something, but our resistance to what we're experiencing in this moment. And our resistance to feeling like we don't have a choice. Because that's another piece of it as well. And so, I think I'm going to close there, this portion of the program. And as always, we'll do channeling. But before that, let me just put in the little commercial here. In 2 days, on July 3rd, 7:30 Eastern Time, I will be offering the next gateway activation. This gateway, I have a feeling, is going to be one of the most powerful ones that we've done, if not the most powerful one. And it is the gateway of forgiveness. Now, another way to move energies, another way to shift out those old energies that are in the way, to shift out our resistances, to shift out our judgments, to shift out our shoulds, is through the energy of forgiveness. In fact, I personally believe that if there is any kind of physical pain, emotional pain, mental distress, discomfort, worry, any of those things, then there is forgiveness to do. Because when we have fully forgiven, fully let go of our past, both what's been done to us and what was not done for us, both what we've done and not done that we judge ourselves for, as we do the forgiveness, we free ourselves. We free ourselves from those shoulds, from the obligations moving forward into the future. We don't have to prove ourselves anymore. We know that it was perfect, and we allow ourselves to move forward out of it. And so, again, it will be this Tuesday for those who would choose to do it live. As always, it will be available through the recording very shortly afterwards. If you're interested, you can call, you can email. Just let me know you'd like to register. My intention, although my shoulds are still up about getting my workout, so I'm still in resistance. My intention is that the email will go out here later today, and the information will be fully up on the website. But if you'd like to participate, just let me know. So let's do the channel portion. And as we do this, as always, allow your own breathing to deepen while I do the toning and bring in whoever would choose to join us here today. Hello, dear ones. This is Sekhmet, come to be with you today. Welcome. So, free will. Free will, free will, free will. Understand this, about free will. Understand this about choice. The issue is never the other. The issue is always the self. When you are at odds with another person, you tend to forget sometimes that that is just a reflection of your connection and your relationship with yourself. And so understand whenever you are in conflict with another, whenever you feel unable to express yourself freely, to make free choice within a relationship with another, that the most important place to go to shift that is within. It is within. By all means, feel the distress, feel the discouragement, feel the frustration, feel whatever it is, but move that. Move that. So that you are not directing that energy at that other person or at those other people. Because that maintains the conflict, that keeps the game going. When you blame, when you throw it out at another. And this is not to say blame yourself. That is not our point here, of course. But it is to say the change at its core, the primary aspect of that change, must be made within yourself. And then it will reflect out in your relation to another, by all means. But it must be made within. And this is a place where free will is quite important. Why do we say that? Because most people choose to stay in blame of another. That is easier. It is easier to be the victim. Not more pleasant, not more comfortable, not more desirable, but easier. It requires less effort on your part. Now, let yourself take a deep breath. Whatever degree you're in that pattern of blame, that pattern of victimhood, it is okay. Do not blame yourself for that either. Or if you do, forgive yourself for it and move that. This process of empowerment, this process of walking the spiritual path, it is not easy. And you got yourself on it. You did that. You chose that. You said enough of something. And it got you going in this direction. You made a choice. You may not have known exactly what you were getting yourself into, and we would say actually none of you did. You did not know how much work it would be. But the rewards are great. And the rewards, as much as many of you have felt that in some ways it is getting more difficult to walk this path. And we would say we understand that in some ways it is getting more difficult because things are moving up more quickly. You move through something, you feel like you got a handle on it, you shifted it, you stepped through it, and boom, the next day something else comes up. We understand that is not easy, and it's not the desired way that you would choose to be. But understand this. The intensification of the clearing, where the energy is building and building and building and pushing and pushing and pushing more and more and more to move more and more of that which is within you, to get it out more quickly, to get it out from deeper within you. This ongoing intensification that has been building for quite some time has almost reached its peak. Now, it does not mean there will not be any urgency or any desire to transform after that peak. But it is to say to you, when you get disheartened, return to your center and remember these words. It is not much longer now. And we say that not about the entirety of the path. We say that about this intensification that just keeps pushing more and more up. because that is what so many of you are experiencing. More and more coming up. Not all of you, but most of you. And in many cases, from a greater depth and bringing up a greater difficulty in seeming to know how to deal with it. But we say to you that the ongoing intensification, pushing it more quickly, is nearly at an end. And we say that knowing that you know that linear time is not our forte. But we tell you, we mean that in linear time. One thing that we can tell you, although the planet will not be fully ascended, humanity will not be ascended, that is one of the shifts that does take place at that solstice in December. We will not continue ratcheting up the energy that feels like it is pushing you forward, that feels like it is pushing you beyond the comfort zone in terms of how quickly and how deeply you're being required to move things. And when we say we do not mean the Ascended Masters and everyone out here. We mean all of us, because that energetic intensification is being created not only by us out here supporting you, but by all of you. You are calling it forward so that you can move forward as quickly as possible and gain as much as possible in these times of opportunity. And so breathe that in. Let yourself feel that. Doesn't mean it will go from where it is now back to zero, back to no energy urging you to move forward. But it will not continue increasing after that time in this steady, ongoing way that it has been for quite some time now. There will be times when it eases off and it lessens. Sometimes to a great degree. There will be other times when it does increase again. But it is not going to be this intensity all the time, every day, in an ongoing way, the way it has been. So take heart. Breathe into that. Let yourself feel the freedom of that. Let yourself feel the empowerment of that. Let yourself breathe in right now to where you will be the day after the solstice. Not physically, energetically. Let yourself simply touch that. Expand into that, that greater degree of mastery that you will be experiencing the day after that solstice this December. And let yourself expand it even more. For by this very act of feeling into it, you expanded where you're going to get by that time. And in actuality, this is a wonderful tool for you to take with you, to connect into daily, weekly, however frequently you would choose. To connect with yourself energetically out into the future. That is a wonderful day to use because it is such a transformative time you are going through. It is a date that is not so far away. You feel like you will be a completely different person. And yet you feel like it is a date that you will still be different. And perhaps significantly so. And as you breathe that up and in, and as you accept that, and as you allow yourself to feel it, so you expand it, you magnify it, and you move toward it. And that is actually a wonderful experiential for free will as well. We give you this vision, you make the choice, the will. You make the choice to go connect with that, to go connect with that date and your energy field on that date. And the free part is you allowing yourself to feel that energy coming back, to feel it now, to expand your options of what is possible, of the degree of freedom that you will feel then. So, we will take our leave of you now. But we would say this to you. Take a deep breath. We would say this to you. We are proud of you. And breathe that in and down and through. Much love, dear ones. Namaste. All right. Thank you, Sekhmet. Oh, well, and thank you to each of you out there co-creating this with me. Whether you've been here live or whether you're listening to the recording, know that you were here co-creating it energetically when I was doing it live. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. And Doug, go ahead and start those chimes whenever you are ready to. And know that as with today, I cannot do this program without you. So, of course, feel free to let me know what you think, how you feel about it, what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like more of, what you'd like less of, what you would like to hear about, ideas, topics, other people to bring on as guests. Whatever you'd like to share, I would like to hear. So, I will be back same time, same place next week. I hope you have a marvelous week. For those of you in the U.S., I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July celebration, whatever you might choose to do to celebrate your own freedom. I wish that to everyone else anywhere in the world experiencing that date. Whatever you would choose to do. And every other day. Remember, you never know where this show will go. You never know where you're going to go until you get there. So, allow yourself to choose. And choose to know you have my love with you, my friends. Namaste.